Ready to go?
All right. Looks like we got 9 o'clock. Call our meeting to order. We'll open with prayer and then the pledge, if everybody stand with me. Let's pray together. Father, we bow before you this morning and once again recognize that we need you in every part of our lives. We thank you that you're there. We ask you to help us, God, in this county business. Give us wisdom as we think through things and as we speak. Ask again, Father, for clarity of thought as we make decisions. We hold up our nation before you and all those, God, that serve others, that you would protect and give them help in what they do. Especially, Father, we hold up our military, those that serve us there. We hold up our president and all those under him, that you give them wisdom, God. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Ready for meeting minutes now. Got August 2nd and 4th.
There was a transcribed a vote on us.
Okay.
On the vote where I have abstained this check, I abstained from that one. And on this one, I know I abstained for this one because that was the...
They just got them in reverse there, Jim. I got them highlighted here. The one that...
This phone reimbursement. You were for those.
Yeah, the copy. Was that the week before? Was it that week?
The what? The reimbursement?
Yeah, for my reimbursement. Wasn't it this week?
Maybe to mention it. Nope, must have been the week before.
On this one, it's got me abstaining on it, and I didn't abstain on accounts payable.
Okay.
But you did, Jim.
Look, I don't know if we don't mind, let's just hold off this section.
Hold them both?
Yeah, let's just hold them both until I...
Motion to table?
Motion to table the minutes.
Minutes, okay.
Of 8-2 and 8-4.
I'll second that. Any questions or comments?
And I'll just table motion to table until 1 o'clock today. Okay?
All right.
I can look at it at that time.
Sounds good. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. I did. All right. Next, we've got accounts payable, and there's one journal entry for paper.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Questions or comments on that? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Next, we've got public comment.
Bob.
Bob. You wanted to speak on the senior tax? Okay. You can wait. That'd be fine. Anybody else? Is that it, Nikki?
Yes.
Okay. All right. New and old business, ready for Taney County Tourism Enhancement District Board appointment.
This was, when Ann McDowell came before us 2 weeks ago, we had made an appeal to the public like we normally do. If there's anybody interested in serving on that board, to let themselves come to the commission office. We actually received no request from anybody to serve on that board. And so it's my motion, or I move that we appoint Ann McDowell to another term on the TED board.
Okay.
I'm going to second that with a comment. I had some people that said that they thought that we had slipped this appointment through on them and that they wanted to serve on this particular board and everything, and this has been publicly put out there for, we tabled it for 2 weeks, didn't we, Jim?
2 weeks. We did not have
one person that had approached me, that even contacted me or anything, and I talked to them about this, and they didn't want to serve on the thing. After they complained about it, they didn't want to serve on it. So I just wanted to make that comment that it seemed to be something just to complain about.
Okay. Other comments, questions? Ann's done a fine job, and I think well accepted by everybody else on the board and
yes.
in the community. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next one is Attorney General Report Release. Okay, we got a misspelling there, but that's all right. Jim, you had made comment, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, you brought up the issue of civility.
Yes, sir.
And you wanted, when this report came in, as I remember, you wanted an opportunity to clear your name, something to that effect. So that's why I put that on the agenda.
Okay. I have a statement, but I mean, I can just get it to the press. It's no big deal. What I had promised was that I would detail them the timeline for those who wanted to know, and I may or may not release it. But I can let everyone know that I did talk to the Attorney General's office after the release of the document, and just stated that I was disappointed in the fact that. Not in their findings, but in the fact that I was never contacted whatsoever by anybody regarding the incident, considering I was one of the two people involved in the incident. So I just told them I was disappointed and that I'm not questioning their decision, I'm just questioning their process.
Okay. Well, that brings up two questions, actually. One, you just said that you were a part of the problem, but you weren't there. So I never did understand that. Can you explain that?
You know, I'm actually not going to talk about it I have a document that I can just release, but I really don't have any more comments publicly about it.
Okay. My second question is. You place this invoice in accounts payable, and I'd like to know, maybe you don't want to comment on it, but I'd like to know why you put that invoice in accounts payable. The only comment you gave us when this first came up was that you were in a hurry. And anyway, I'm curious, and I think many others in the public are curious. When you didn't want that bill paid, why you put it in accounts payable?
The only way to deny an accounts payable invoice is to have in the box to vote against it. That is our accounts payable process. So if you are going to approve and or deny, that's the process in which the county has been operating for years. It's the pink box that we get on Fridays and we review on either Fridays or Mondays.
You say that's the only way to deny.
No, excuse me. That's the only way that I have denied in the past.
So bottom line is you put it in accounts payable to deny it.
Correct.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions or comments there? All right, next one we're ready for. It says Senior Service Board. Pat had called and has a list of folks that are willing to serve on the board.
Yes. Welcome. My name is Patricia Dooley, and I come before you today not only as a resident of Kissimmee Mills, but as a chairperson of the Friends of Taney County Seniors. I hand you, Darlene will give them to you,
okay.
Summaries of work experience of the following individuals. Dial J. Bruns, would you please stand? Mary Denny, Bob Holliday, Rob Johns, Darlene Kagan, Derek King, Michael E. Merle, Dr. Robert Olson, James Robbers, Glenda K. Rowland, John E. Thomas, William Wally, and Sheila Wyman. I'm sorry they couldn't all be here today, but it was late Friday when I contacted most of them. Each of the above 13 named individuals have indicated their willingness to be chosen as a volunteer to serve as a director on the 7-member board of Taney County Senior Services Fund, and each is qualified to do so. Pursuant to the law, the commissioners, as the governing body of Taney County, shall initially appoint one director to serve a term of 1 year, two directors to serve a term of 2 years, two directors to serve a term of 3 years, and two directors to serve a term of 4 years. These names and summaries we just gave you in the folders.
All right.
Any questions to me?
Just kind of a comment. Why'd you give us so many good names? Then we'll have to weed people out. Just joking. I appreciate it.
I would like to clear up one thing. There are only three names on this list that are personal friends of mine.
Okay.
The other ones are just volunteers, and the majority of them volunteered to do this before last Tuesday.
All right. Pat, we have, I would make a comment to you. We have had several people contact us through our office. Some of them may be the same names. I don't have a list of those. I do know that several people have contacted through the office that want to sit on this board. And it's going to, like Chuck said, it's going to be a little bit of a tough decision to sort through all the names, and there's lots of people that somebody may not be chosen that are well qualified for the deal. But it's
well, I just hope the commissioners take into consideration education and life experiences when they choose people for this board.
Okay. Well, I know a number of these folks. I see they're good people, and we'll have to go to work and decide which ones we want to serve. Does anybody, I haven't spent a lot of time on this, have an idea of timing?
I know Pat
had a question, and Bob hadn't had a chance to
put everything
together yet, I don't think.
What I had posted is on the 24th of this month to have a work session with Bob to go through all the things that we need to do on the county side. We have plenty of time because I don't believe the tax is starting, that will be collected at that point. So
well, it may have been, I don't know when the election results were certified, and certainly you wouldn't do anything until after that
right.
occurred, and no levy has been applied currently. It's a property tax.
Right. So there's a process, but the 24th at 2 o'clock, we have scheduled a meeting to kind of go through the work session with Bob and all the public is welcome to either listen in live or be here just to hear the conversation, but that's the next scheduled meeting. That gives Bob adequate time to review, the statute. So,
Donna?
I heard the levy mentioned, so I'd let you know that the election should be certified this Tuesday unless we run into some trouble. But I don't foresee anything right now. So we're planning to certify the election on Tuesday. Then I'll turn that information over to the state, letting them know who's going to have a levy. And, of course, the levy process will be going through, and since that will be something that runs through the county, we'll have to set up a meeting, and you'll have to vote to put that levy on there. And then I'll turn that in to state auditor, and that process will begin. The deadline for that all to be completed would be September 1st, and then the collector, of course, won't start collecting until in November.
Okay. Bob?
I'm glad I came this morning. I read in the paper the other day this was going to happen next Monday, and I just showed up and I didn't bring everything because I didn't know it was on the agenda. But before this tax passed, speaking to Ms. Dooley, I mentioned something about the 7-member board, and she said, oh, yeah, we'd like you on it. Well, my name wasn't Ray. I was against it, still am against it. And this thing about having people with education and experience, hold it, you know. You only won by 122 votes. There was 9,352 people voted one way or the other for this here. And I know I would like to be on the board. Josh Smith would like to be on the board.